when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Should one wear one's tzitzis out? Is that a recommended thing, a highly recommended thing? How important is it to wear your tzitzis out? Or no, tuck your tzitzis in, and that's just as good or maybe even better. So the beginning of this discussion really is not with regard to the tzitzis itself, the tzitzis strings, but to the beged of tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Ches, Siv Yud Aleph, that Iker Mitzvah Tzitzis is to wear the beged on top of your clothing, the whole beged on top of your clothing. Iker Mitzvah Tzitzis. Later at the very end of Hilchos Tzitzis, he has a different lashon where he says, Nachon to do so. It doesn't seem that he means that this is absolutely required and you're not Yotzei Mitzvah Tzitzis without it, but the Shulchan Aruch clearly advocates wearing the whole beged of tzitzis on top of your clothing, apparently, because the psukim say about tzitzis, or isa moso, that you see it, uzchartem is mitzvah Hashem, and that reminds you of all the mitzvahs, and you go ahead and to do the mitzvah. So he thinks it would be better to wear the whole beged on the outside. That has not been the minhag for centuries and centuries. People generally don't do that. Maybe because it was considered to be a little bit too ostentatious to walk around, especially with the non-Jews, but there might be a lot more than that. That the poskim quote from the Arizal, bidavka, not to wear it on top of your clothing, bidavka, to wear it under your clothing. And that's more correct al pi Kabbalah. In the Piskei Tshuvas, he explains, not that I really understand what this means either, but that the Talas Gadol is misaken the chitzonius and the Talas Katan the pnimius. So, however you understand that, there is an inyan al pi Kabbalah, the Arizal, bidavka, to wear it underneath your clothing. Interestingly enough, I've never heard of a hakpada to bidavka. You're talking about pnimius, to wear it all the way, that there should be nothing underneath the tzitzis, that I've never heard of such a hakpada. Some don't like when you have nothing underneath. They think it's inappropriate to wear it right on your skin. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that it's not a problem to do so. But in any event, to wear it at least underneath something. So most people wear it underneath their shirt. In Hasidic circles, they wear it on top of the shirt, but underneath their vest or their jackets. But that's when it comes to the beged. So what about when it comes to the strings? So the minhag amongst Sfaradim apparently is that they hold like this. That if the hakpada al-pi the Arizal is to wear the tzitzis underneath your begadim, that applies to the strings also. It's not just the beged, it's the strings as well. And that should bidafka be underneath your clothing, just like the rest of the tzitzis. What about the concept of Arizal also? So they would fulfill that when they put on the tzitzis, when they take off the tzitzis, they fulfill with the talis gadol. Maybe take out the tzitzis during Kriya Shema. Maybe there's other times during the day when they can look at their tzitzis. But it doesn't necessarily have to be out at all times. Even though, apparently, the Arizal has a different lashon, which is that you're supposed to always look at your tzitzis as much as possible. But nonetheless, they understand that if there's a hakpada, that it should be underneath the clothing. So that means the whole thing is underneath the clothing. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah quote that you should bedafka have the tzitzis out. So it's easy to understand that they're just not paying attention so much to the Kabbalistic factor, and they're just saying Risa Moso, but I don't even think that's the case. Both the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah quote briefly the Arizal, that you should wear underneath the beged, underneath your clothing, not like the Shulchan Aruch. And then they say, but the tzitzis strings you should take out. So the Mishnah Berurah brings three factors. He says you should wear your tzitzis strings out because, number one, Risa Moso. You should see it. That's the primary thing. And apparently, they understood that the Kabbalistic factor was with regard to the beged, I guess, and not for the strings. Number one, Urisa Moso. Number two, the Mishnah Berurah writes, I think it's a bizarion if you tuck it in to your pants. If you have to put it in, so make a pouch on the actual beged of tzitzis and tuck it into the pouch. Don't tuck it into the pants. And thirdly, he says, Lama Nevo, I should be embarrassed about Mitzvah Hashem. We should be very proud of Mitzvah Hashem. If you had something that a human king gave you, a badge of honor, you'd wear it on the outside with such pride. Why should we tuck it in and be embarrassed? So Shlomo Zalman writes, even though the Mishnah Berurah's lashon with regard to tucking into your pants is a little bit strong, he thinks that that's not really the main factor. It's not really a bizayon to tuck it into your pants. But the main factor is why should we be embarrassed. We should be proud. And we should have it as accessible as possible from the perspective of Uri Semoso. So, Lemaisa, as mentioned, Sfaradim are noach to tuck him in. Certainly, one is Yotze the mitzvah, for sure, if one tucks him in. Is there an inyan to have him out? So, the Mishnah Berurah thinks so. Magen Avraham thinks so. amongst many in Ashkenazi circles, that is the common practice, to have them more accessible, more visible, and this way, a more direct kiyum of u'risa moso uschartem is more on your mind if it's more visible. Rav Schechter writes in the Nefesh HaRav that Rav Chaim's practice was to wrap it around his belt and I guess have it tucked in afterwards. So this way it's out, but it's not totally hanging out. I'm not sure if that was a hakpada or he just found that convenient, found that a nice way, but there are those who fulfill the inyan of having it out, and u'risa moso in that fashion as well. Have a wonderful day, and please do put up the chairs.